For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek. A Kansas City man has been executed for killing a Good Samaritan who stopped to help him and his friends after their car had broken down in 1994. 41-year-old Alan Nicholson was pronounced dead at 10:52 p.m. Wednesday at the state prison in Bon Terre after the U.S. Supreme Court overruled a federal court's stay of execution. Nicholson and two other men were returning to Kansas City after buying drugs in St. Louis in August 1994 when their car broke down. Excelsior Springs businessman Richard Drummond stopped to help them. The men forced him to drive to a secluded area where Nicholson shot him twice in the head. Wednesday's execution is the state's second in 3 weeks. Columbia Regional Airport and American Airlines yesterday added another daily nonstop flight between Columbia Regional Airport and Chicago O'Hare. The new flights will begin functioning on April 2nd. American Flight 3376 will take off in Columbia at 6 in the morning, and the returning flight 3737 will head out of Chicago at 6:35 in the evening. KBIA's Sam Richmond reports.
I spoke with Columbia Airport's chair, Greg Cecil, who says a new flight plan to Chicago is all because there's more demand for the flight, and seats are filling up. Now, Columbia Regional Airport does have one daily nonstop to Chicago, but Cecil says that is simply not enough. He also says the new flights will go a long way towards fulfilling that high demand for a flight to Chicago.
Chicago has been one of the top destinations that has been requested by folks in the Columbia, Jefferson City area, and so this is going to be great.
Cecil says not only can passengers get out of Columbia earlier, but they can also fly from other destinations in Chicago earlier in the day and have more options. Sam Richmond, KBIA News.
Missouri residents who have unclaimed property now have the option of donating that property to charity. State Treasurer Clint Zweifel, who manages the state's unclaimed property division, made that announcement Wednesday at the state capitol. He says part of the reason for the new option is that some people are reluctant to reclaim property that's only worth small amounts of money.
Added together, they become large enough to make a serious impact on the lives of Missourians. In fact, if everyone who had a $50 claim contributed just half of that to charity, it would result in $18 million raised for charitable organizations here in Missouri.
Zweifel says Missouri residents can choose from among 20 different charities in which to donate unclaimed property. The full list can be found online at showmemoney.com. Governor Jay Nixon is calling on public four-year institutions to freeze tuition for the state's undergraduates. At Missouri State University in Springfield Wednesday, Nixon said his higher education budget will include $36.7 million, or a 5% increase in funding, made available through the state's performance-based model adopted earlier this year. The governor said as a result of a secured two-year tuition freeze, the tuition increases of public four-year institutions in Missouri have been the lowest in the nation over the past 5 years.
By holding tuition flat for the third time in 5 years, we will strengthen Missouri's position as a leader in college affordability. But more importantly, we will strengthen the financial position of students and their families all across our great state.
Nixon's fiscal year 2015 budget proposal will be presented to the General Assembly in January. On Monday, Columbia Public Schools decided to redistrict the area around Mill Creek Elementary School, which means next year, about 100 students will go to another elementary school. KBIA's Kate Grumke has this.
Mill Creek Elementary School was built to hold 700 students, but is currently at 850. A new elementary school will be finished in 2016, but until then, the Columbia Public School District needed a solution for the overcrowding. Starting next year, around 100 Mill Creek students will be switching to either Grant, Paxton Keeley, or Russell Boulevard Elementary Schools. Michelle Baumstark is Community Relations Director for the school district.
As many parents that are concerned about the boundary change and that there's going to have to be a change for their child, there are just as many parents who are concerned about the fact that the class sizes and the school building size continue to grow.
There are concerns about how the changes will affect economic and racial diversity in the school. Baumstark says this school is already one of the most economically homogenous in the district.
You have to keep in mind, though, that the percent of free and reduced lunch students at Mill Creek is the lowest out of all of our buildings. So any change will seem more significant.
Children who will be fifth graders next year will still be able to attend Mill Creek, but the district hasn't made a decision about their siblings or whether or not those children will receive transportation to school. To see if your child will be switching schools, you can go to columbia.k12.mo.us. Kate Grumke, KBIA News.
A group of eight Missouri lawmakers are calling upon Missouri's governor and attorney general to investigate concerns raised about Education Commissioner Chris Nicastro. The lawmakers made the request Wednesday after the Kansas City Star reported that newly disclosed emails raised questions about the selection of CEE Trust as a consultant. The Indianapolis-based firm's bid for developing an improvement plan for the Kansas City District and other struggling schools was nearly three times higher than the closest competitor. The emails also highlighted some of Nicastro's behind-the-scenes work to create a special district that would operate some of the state's lowest-performing schools. The U.S. Department of Health and Senior Services reports more than 4,000 Missouri residents have selected a health insurance plan through the federally run online marketplace. The department released the figures Wednesday. HHS said the insurance exchange had more than 31,000 applications from Missouri through November 30th. The applications sought coverage for nearly 63,000 people. Enrollment is up from early November, when just 751 Missourians had selected a health insurance plan. The federal health care law set up online marketplaces to help people find affordable insurance, but the rollout of the website has been troubled. The federal agency says that as of November 30th, about 137,000 people have enrolled in the 36 states served by the federal website. For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek.